Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly. We got played.
Oh, we got straight played. Oh man, don't watch this movie.
No. Please watch this movie.
So bad.
Please watch this movie.
It's like one of the worst.
Feel it.
It's like one of the worst martial arts movies I've ever watched. Oh my god!
Please watch this movie and feel it. Deep inside you.
No, I don't want to feel it inside me anymore.
You felt it inside for 1 hour 32 minutes.
It was 1 hour 32 minutes long.
Jesus Christ! No wonder it felt like dying. It was that goddamn long.
Yeah, we sat through all of that.
Wow.
How?
Because the spirit of Bruce Lee was guiding us.
Thank God for beer. You know,
not enough.
I don't know. I need more than beer for this one, though. This is... Yeah. Spirit of Bruce Lee.
Now...
He was not here. There was no way Bruce Lee was here.
Well, he couldn't be there because he was dead.
Well, yeah, but like even his spirit wasn't here.
No, nothing was.
Nothing? Like, this wasn't even in the spirit. It's a shame that the title poster on Amazon has Bruce Lee on it.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
And we were like, okay, is that like some title they added on later? But no, in the film, the title that comes up is Spirit of Bruce Lee.
Yep.
So, a year after Bruce Lee dies, slight context, after Bruce Lee died, a lot of hacks started making what they called Bruceploitation movies.
They were, like, trying to become famous off the name of Bruce Lee.
Yes. So, you have them, like, randomly plugging in his name into the title. In other movies, like, the actors would change their name to be Bruce Lee, but they would spell it like L-I instead of L-E-E.
Yep.
Or just spell it like with one E. Stupid nonsense like this, okay?
It happened like constantly.
Like five years, I'd say. Yeah. 5 years after his death, people were doing it. And this is one of those. Now, keep in mind, there are many of those movies from this year that are not on our viewing list. Which means that this is special.
I've personally watched some of those movies, and they are leagues better than this.
Exactly. So the fact that this one ends up here shows you, and it's bad.
Like, I've seen some bad martial arts movies, but this one kind of takes the cake.
Because I don't think it needs mentioning that me and you both quite enjoy Bruce Lee movies.
Yeah.
So, you put his name on your movie, let's just say that it better be at least watchable.
I see a movie like, oh, Spirit of Bruce Lee. This is at least the fight scenes are going to be enjoyable. The story will be shit. The acting will be shit. The dubbing will be even worse. But at least I have the fight scenes. Something to cling on to.
No.
You don't even get that with this movie. Because the fight scenes are bullshit. The three of them that are in the movie. If that, I think we get three or four.
Yeah, three or four.
And a lame-ass plot. Just the worst. Like, okay. Dubbing in the 70s was bad. Like, I'll give you that. Dubbing in the 70s was bad. And the 80s and some dubbing now is really bad.
But my
god. This is like... This is the worst... Worst dubbing I think I've ever seen.
I have one thing to say to you, Will. Real human conversations.
No! No one talks like this.
Oh, yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Real humans.
They sound like bad acting robots.
Yes. There's one scene where they're like, oh, this is a good watermelon. It is ripe and it is tasty. You should eat it. Like, things like that. People talk very, real! Again... As I said, real human conversations.
No, I am from China.
Or like, you should go to bed and rest up. Tomorrow is a big day. Leaves the room. another person sits down. Hey, you know what? You should rest up and go to sleep. Tomorrow is a big day. Again, real human conversations. Okay?
He, like, hurts his leg in one scene, and one of the girls is like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. Oh, no. Yes. I am okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who talks like that?
Revenge my brother.
I will revenge my brother.
Real.
Need I say more?
Real human being.
I will revenge my brother.
Real not, human not being. Not
avenge. Revenge my brother.
Mm-hmm. They say it like five fucking times.
Because he already avenged his brother. Now he's got to revenge his brother.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
Like, I don't even know if it's, like, worth talking about the plot, because there's, like, such little of a plot that it doesn't even matter. I guess we'll go over it a little bit.
We'll go over what little we, remembered or took notes on.
So you got a guy from China, and, okay, sorry, we should probably do the first stupid
scene that sets up the whole,
where the guy runs away with, like, you know, holding his palm out.
He's got some sick moves, Will.
Mm-hmm.
That's some sick moves.
I
mean, he
fights with a fucking box in his hand, so I guess that is...
Yes, well, he also runs by sticking his fucking fist out, palm out.
Like, arm fully extended.
Palm facing out. Palm
out and running away like a crab. Running away.
But like a crab and, like, strutting his shoulders. And then, like, that's how he runs away. Whatever.
So, we get a guy and another guy holding a torch, and they're, like, walking through a dark
forest.
I don't even remember why.
Because someone told them to go there so they could get ambushed. That's what we found out later.
Yeah, so they get ambushed by a bunch of guys, and then, like, one of the guys has a knife, and he throws the guy with the torch the knife, and the guy with the torch betrays
He has a box, and the box has a piece of jade in it.
And the guy, like, tries to fight back, but then fails and dies.
And he screams, and, like, a millisecond after he screams, we get the opening credits.
Yeah.
Spirit of Bruce Lee.
Yeah, the spirit of Bruce Lee, you know.
Very accurate.
Big Boss ain't got nothing on this.
And the dragon.
Chinese Connection.
No, nothing.
No, nothing.
Amateur. Amateur hour.
I would call this amateur.
This is beyond amateur. We've seen amateur on this podcast. This is just nothing.
I don't even know. Yeah.
It like, oh God. It's embarrassing. This guy is then, he's on like a cart, and they stop in this like little, like, roadside shack.
So it shows the, just a plane. So I guess it's context. The opening credits, it shows a plane
landing. Yeah.
And a guy, it doesn't even show the guy.
No, it doesn't.
It just shows a plane landing, and it lands in Thailand. They just
had footage of a plane.
Yeah.
And they put it over the opening credits.
And then I think they showed a bus driving by and stuff.
They showed, like, yeah, a road and a bus, I think.
Yeah, but then we get the cart.
Yeah.
And it's, like, taking a bunch of guys.
Somewhere.
And they stop at this little, like, coffee shop?
Well, apparently that's what they... We know this because he asks the woman for iced coffee, and he's Chinese, it's in Thailand, so she doesn't understand him, even though, you know, it's all dubbed in English, whatever. So he's like, iced coffee. And she's like, huh? And he kind of makes, like, A swirling motion, and then a gulping motion.
With his hand, yeah.
And she's like, oh!
Because that's apparently the universal sign language for iced coffee.
Well, now you know, Will, in case you ever have to go to a coffee shop and they happen to not know what the fuck you're talking about, you'll just do that and I'll be like, oh, he wants iced coffee.
So he orders an iced coffee, and then it shows a bunch of people ordering iced coffees, and then, you know, we get a scene where they just all talk at the same time, and it sounds like this jumbled mess of just voices, and it just sounds like chaos.
One thing to say to you.
Yeah, it sounds like Wario's talking.
Yeah, they all sound like Wario. Okay, I just want to mention the dubbing in this. It legitimately sounds like it was filmed in someone's basement and they were drunk.
Like, it sounds like two dudes and maybe one girl.
And they were fucking drunk.
Yeah, and they were getting drunk and decided to dub over a movie.
Someone paid them like $1. It was like, hey, I need this movie released. I need you to dub it. And like, okay, I'll get it'll be me and my fucking drunk uncle and his like drunk girlfriend. And we'll all go to our basement, we'll dub it.
Let's take shots while we're dubbing it.
Like, me and you could dub this nonsense better with just the two of us.
Oh, yeah.
Complete with, like...
Oh, yeah.
Putting on fake voices for the women, which we joked about.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that would have made this movie worth it is if the guys had to put on fake voices for the women, like...
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Oh, Mr. Chin! Like, things like that. But no.
No, I'm going with you! I'm totally a woman!
That would be the only thing that would make it better, but no.
No.
She just sounded... It's just some woman, and she sounds fucking drunk, like everyone else.
So...
This guy sits down with...
The guy sits down to drink...
Actually, no, that's later.
No, well, so it shows the guy in white...
Yeah.
...sitting down, he orders a coffee, and then this pack of, like, dudes...
Hoodlums!
Like, starts, like, taunting these two women... Hey, this is outside of the shop. Just
yeah,
outside
look at
of
those
shop.
Girls. Yeah.
Like, and these it's so incoherent.
It's great.
So they start like pushing him around, and like one of them like tears off her shirt
instantly.
Like,
no, yeah.
So like one of the guys tears off the woman's shirt and pushes her to the ground, and they start like taunting her more. And then some guy comes over. And kicks one of them in the face.
And then the woman runs away. And he's like... He tells them to let her go.
Yeah, the woman runs away. Yeah. Let her go.
Or that will be trouble.
I'm trying to, like, get in the mantra of, like, talking like them.
You can't.
I wish I could.
You can't. Like, you can try all you want, Will. Your brain won't let you. Because you can't fuck up that bad.
Then we get a glorious fight scene.
It's like... Let her go, you pack of hoodlums. Like, even I can't do it as awful as he did.
No.
It just doesn't... Because still, when you're trying to make fun of it, you still sound like a normal person. What we have here aren't normal people. What we have here is, you know, real human beings. That's what we got here.
Yeah, sure. Keep telling yourself that.
And he fights them.
So he fights them with, like, one hand because he has his little bag on his shoulder the whole time.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
And he, like, just does the same kick move over and over and over and over.
And eventually, like, the guy in the white shirt who's sitting there, he talks to, like, the owner or some shit. He's like, who are those? Oh, those are just some hoodlums there. They're very bad, and they always cause us trouble. And then he joins in on the fight.
Yep, and then one of them gets kicked up into the sky and, like, lands on the shop.
Remember this moment. This is the only, like, because this fight scene, the first fight scene, is the best fight scene in the movie, and it's shit.
Yeah.
It's trash.
And then, so, the guys run off, and the two guys that fought them are, like, BFFs now.
Yes.
They are, like, BFFs.
Yes.
So they start talking,
and he sounds, I just want to say, the guy in the white shirt sounds extra drunk.
Yeah.
He's like, where are you going?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I'm here to find my brother.
I'm here to find my brother.
He'll do, like, in the beginning of the sentence.
I'm trying to...
He like, keeps, like, he'll like, stretching out the first word of every sentence.
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna find my brother. He sounded like... You said he sounded like William Shatner. He sounds like a drunk...
He sounded like someone trying to do a bad impression of William Shatner.
Like... You know, there's something on the wing. Except, you know, there's something on the wing. Like, just drunk.
There's something on that wing.
He sounds fucking drunk.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame him. Tragic.
So they talk about how the other guy is there for, like, the jade trade.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, we're here on the same, like, we're heading to the same place and blah, blah, blah. Oh, but I gotta go. Like, they're heading...
First he says, I'll go with you. Like, well, he's like, oh, you're saying we'll travel together. And he's like, yes, we will travel together.
Yeah.
No fucking shit.
Because they're going to the same place.
You beat up, like, five people together. Sure, why not? And then the scene after this, they're in, like, a lodge or something. Because they're, like, looking for a place to stay. And they're in the lodge. And next scene, he's like, oh, by the way, I can't, like, you know, help you find your brother. She's like, okay.
Even though they're already in the town that they both said they were going to.
Yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I gotta go, bro.
Yeah, bye, bro. Bye. Good luck, bro.
We'll see ya. Cool story, bro. Hope you find your brother.
Love you, bro. No
peace,
homo.
Peace, love, respect.
Yeah. Love you, bro. No homo.
I'm bouncing. I'm gonna go trade some jade.
And then we don't see him for, like, the next fucking hour.
Oh, and then we get fucking funny old man.
No, then we get, Lou. He talks to the owner.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And he tells the owner, like, I have a, he's like, did you see this man here a year ago? And as he's doing this, we get a flashback inserted into the scene.
It's like a flashback, but not a flashback.
It's like you take a blurry image of the character we saw in the beginning of the movie, and you just kind of overlay it.
And the overlay just stays there, the entire scene.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It shows it again later,
too. It's like,
too.
We got it. Like, we know what's going on.
We know.
We know it's his brother he's looking for. You don't need to tell us. You literally just mentioned it, like,
you have to tell
a few seconds ago.
Because then, like, 10 minutes later, when he's just sitting in, like, a patio, we see the brother again.
Well, remember the motel owner or whatever, the lodge keeper. It's like, yeah, like, he came here a year ago and blah, blah, blah. Like, he paid for a month and then, you know, just, like, he didn't come back. And then the guy's like, so he disappeared? And he's like, well, he just didn't come back. Like, that's how they pat out time. They just, like, repeat things.
Real human conversation.
That's literally what they say, though. Like,
oh, I know.
He didn't come back, so he disappeared. No, he just didn't come back.
Well, he just didn't come back.
Well, he just didn't come back. And then, like...
It's great.
He's like, do you have his luggage?
I sold it.
Oh, wait, no.
You sold it?
Do you have his luggage?
I sold it.
You sold it? He was my brother.
Well, why did I have... What else would I do?
How was I supposed to know he was your brother?
Fucking real shit. Real shit, Will. I think we're the ones who can't talk like normal people.
And then he's on the patio. He sees his brother again in that, like, weird image.
Burn. And I guess the lodge owner tells him to go talk to the fucking Mr. No. So we get a scene of him wandering around this tiny village, and it's like...
It's like a triple shot. Like, they divide the screen into three segments.
Yeah.
And it's just him walking around the town.
Asking people
for his brother. Looking for his, all yeah. around for his brother. And then he's finally back at the lodge.
And I guess someone... Oh, no, yeah. He's at the lodge, and the lodge owner is having dinner with Mr. Ha Ha Ha.
Yeah. You mean Mr. I just say something that someone would say, and then everyone laughs for no reason?
He'll say such riveting things as, yes, I am. I think I am funny. Ha 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 ha. And then the other guy's like, yes, he is funny. Ha ha ha. I agree. I am funny. Ha ha ha.
Or
ha.
Such comedy hits as, I'm going home. Ha 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 ha.
That's comedy gold, man.
It's comedy gold. Like, stand-up comedians could learn something from this guy.
That's what you have to say every time you get off stage. I'm going home, and then the audience will just fucking... Oh my god, he's so funny!
Encore! Encore, man!
More! I want more! Bullshit. Fucking bullshit. This scene is unbearable. It goes on so goddamn long.
Because the old guy is talking about, like, nothing. Like, how he owns a tea shop, and he's just like... Yeah, look, I own a t-shirt.
Like, you should visit us tomorrow.
They laugh at, like, everything he says just because they call him a funny old man Lou or whatever. Yes. That's it.
It's it. It's great. It's real shit, Will.
So the guy, the main guy, gets an idea and he's like, okay, I'm going to come to your tea house because I can get more information. Because apparently. The old man Lou's daughter knows something about some guy that was there.
Yeah.
And the main guy has an inkling that he was living in that village. Mm-hmm.
So he goes there and we see a... we see a really fat guy arguing with a midget.
And the small person's like, I need coffee.
And the guy's like, I'll get you your coffee.
I'll get you your coffee. They they make it like a like
oh, God. His dubbing.
I'll get you your coffee. Like,
but you're not gonna get me my coffee first. Is it because I'm small? Well, you're a fat tub of lard.
Yeah, you're a tub of lard.
Then we never see him again. And immediately after that scene, I was like, well, let me guess. There was no point to that, was there?
And there isn't.
There is not.
So the guy, the main guy goes and tries to, Mr. Lou is there, and is like, just a second, I'll be down, we'll you can talk coffee. To my daughter.
And the daughter is there, like, pouring coffee, and he's like, oh, this is my daughter, she is a naughty girl, ah ha 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 ha. And she's like, stop it, I am not.
Stop teasing me, I am not a naughty girl. No,
like, I am not a child. Well, you're certainly old enough to be married. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Go get us some coffees. Pour a fresh pot. Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, you know, man. You know, when I take everything back, this movie's amazing.
So she doesn't pour a fresh pot of coffee. She just goes out and the brother just like, here you go. Like, just gives her coffee.
I don't even know what the fuck happened. But eventually...
they just talk about shit, and then the other guy comes. The guy that just was like, peace out, bro.
Yeah, he shows up.
He shows up, and they talk about how...
someone tells them about where the brother died.
Yeah, but, like, apparently the daughter and Mr. Lou don't want to talk about the brother dying at the tea shop because it's too busy, even though no one is there.
Okay. There's multiple parts to this bullshit scene. I remember now. So first, a woman, like a 15-year-old, runs in and is like, help, help, there's trouble at the blah, blah, blah. Yep. And then the guy was like, peace out, bro. He goes off to help her, and I was like, oh my God.
Yes, fight scene.
Because it's been like 20 fucking minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Then the old man is talking with our protagonist, and he's like, we'll have to go outside. It's too busy here. So we could talk about this. And there's like two people in the fucking...
that's it. I don't even think there's that. Like, not, like, they show the shop. Like, they just show them in the shop, and no one is in the shop.
And then it cuts to nighttime, which means that we did not get a fight scene.
No.
Which means that the movie gypped us. We didn't get shit. We got ripped off. Bamboozled, and they are outside, and the guy's like, we should talk out here because no one will hear us. And I'm just thinking, like, you were inside of a building and you decided to move outside where no one can hear you,
a building that no one was in,
and it's like the middle of the goddamn night.
Yeah,
you want to talk outside.
Now we get the riveting story of the brother
who saw a ghost.
Oh, well, we were walking, and I saw a ghost, and, like, I wanted to see if he was alive or dead. I'm like, motherfucker, you didn't see a ghost, you saw a goddamn dead guy.
Yeah, and it's like this guy, dead guy, clutching.
And the girl's like, oh, we didn't see a ghost, because I don't believe in ghosts, they're not real, like...
no fucking shit. Okay,
alright, cool. Even if you believe ghosts are real, who cares?
Oh, we care so much.
But I wanted to see if he was alive or dead, and he was dead.
No, The guy in the flashback, it's the brother from the beginning of the movie. He hands, he's like clutching something.
Oh yeah, he's a piece of jade.
A piece of jade, and he's like, take it. And then they take it, and then it literally cuts back to the...
And the brother's like, oh, like, do you, like, something about the piece of jade.
I don't remember that, but he does say the best line.
Then he died.
Yeah.
Then he died.
That's...
Then he died.
That's it.
And then, so that we get a part of them showing the jade, but, like, you can't see the jade in the shot.
No, you can't.
Because they cut it off.
It's bullshit.
They just, they...
You just see, like, his fucking tips of his fingers.
Yeah, that's all you see.
He's holding something.
And it's supposed to be the two pieces of jade that are supposed to match.
Thanks, yeah. So then they're like, we can take you to his gravesite. They take him to his gravesite, and he just sees the gravesite, and he's like, brother!
Brother!
And then he freaks the fuck out. It's like, okay, now you...
He's like, I must get revenge for my brother. I must revenge my brother.
No, he says that later.
Oh, that's right.
But first he's like, I will get revenge for my brother, which makes sense.
That's the one line that does make sense.
But then they start fucking it up.
Mm-hmm.
So he's pissed off. He starts training in their backyard or whatever. And he does like a goddamn...
I want to set up this scene. Because he's practicing with a bunch of poles that are very close together, right?
Yes.
And then there's one that's just a little farther away. Yes. Like, maybe, like, a foot.
Mm-hmm.
So he, like, punches some, like, knocks over one, like, breaks one. And then the one that's, like, literally a foot away...
Yes.
He flies into the air, does two front flips...
And kicks it.
And kicks it and breaks it.
Mm-hmm. And then the daughter shows up. And he's like, she's like, oh, you're very good. And she immediately punches him.
She immediately just engages him in combat.
And they start fighting and she kicks his ass, which is a running theme through this.
And then old man, funny man, Mr. Liu comes out for his encore performance.
Stop fighting. Ah, ha, ha, ha,
ha. I'm... Then our protagonist is like, oh, like, your daughter is very good. I trained her in martial arts.
But I think you were just playing around. If you really wanted to, you could easily defeat her. I just want to say, there's a running theme through this of this dude getting his fucking ass kicked.
Yeah, he gets his ass kicked like
until
every
the last
10 point.
Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He gets his ass kicked. So, oh god.
So then he trains. That's the only training sequence we get. And then does he do the first raid on the...
No, he, the girl wants to take him out.
Oh, right, to, like, a ceremony.
Oh, and earlier the dad kind of teases, because he's like, the protagonist says, yeah, I'll stay with you guys. And the dad kind of teases that, like, you know, his daughter will finally get married. She takes him out, she wants to take him out to, like, something, and he kind of resists, so then he's like, okay, fine, I'll go with you.
That's right to where we get the pineapple scene where the guy's like, yeah. Fresh pineapples? Oh, no thank you. Come on, they're juicy and ripe, and
they taste good. You will
melt,
like them.
They will melt in your mouth. And, like, just...
I don't know why, but when he said melt in your mouth, I thought of Black Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I thought about. And that's a shame, because... You don't want this movie to remind you of better things.
these pineapples will not give you ooh, okay?
Ugh. This is true. They will give you a little Richard, though.
This whole movie gave me a little
Richard.
This
movie is a little Richard.
This movie is a little Richard. Do you want to live?
No.
No.
This is us.
Do you want to live?
Do you... That's us.
That's...
Literally, no one knows what the fuck we're talking about. I don't care.
No, well, give people credit. If they've seen Black Dynamite, when they know what we're talking about.
Yes, you should. Yes. But you should all watch
it. It's a little dick.
Yes. This movie is
a little dick.
A little dick.
Yep.
So podcast is over. You should all go watch Black Dynamite.
Yeah.
Instead of wasting your fucking
this
time.
This whole podcast was just a giant advertisement.
Yes.
They were not sponsored, by the way. But
no.
A giant advertisement for Black Dynamite.
Michael Jai White and Scott Sanders, if you want to sponsor us, I'll gladly shill Black Dynamite all fucking day.
Oh, I would do it anyway.
I'll make an hour long episode just shilling it. Okay. Trust me on this. Okay. Anything but talking about the spirit of Bruce Lee. Bullshit.
So
back to harsh reality.
They go. We can dream. So they go to this like ceremony.
There's these people dancing.
And we see like one of the bad guys. Mm-hmm. One of the people who ambushed the brother.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, walking around like doing these weird fucking dances, like, you know, just being all goofy and shit.
But that doesn't last long, because then it shows these dudes like sitting behind a fucking dirt mound
and gambling.
And one of the bad guys is there, and he pulls out the watch that in the beginning he stole from the brother.
Yep, and the brother's like, oh shit, that's the watch. Well, he doesn't do that either.
No.
That's my brother's watch.
I think that's my brother's watch. And she...
They come up with a half-assed plan.
Oh no, Will.
Just out of nowhere.
No. This is a full-assed plan, because her plan is... foolproof.
She whispers like 2 seconds to him, and this is the whole plan.
Oh, and we saw the plan, and let me tell you, it's fucking great.
So she seduces the guy.
Yes, and he immediately is like...
He's like, oh, like, you will...
You will marry me.
Oh, what is that chain? Give me that chain. And
give me
like,
that chain.
Like,
she... I want that chain. Well, like, it'll be my chain. She's like, how so? Because when I give it to you, and then when I marry you, everything yours will be mine. Oh!
Well, and then he gives her the chain, and she's like, oh, there's a watch attached to it. It's like, no shit!
No,
you saw it already!
And she walks away, and he's like, wait a minute!
My watch!
And then he very awkwardly chases her,
and she
as
runs
she, like,
away and taunts him.
She taunts him like a fucking bull. Like she's a goddamn matador, and he's just like,
give me back my watch. Give me back my watch. And then they finally go up this hill.
And the protagonist is waiting.
The protagonist is on a tree just waiting.
And
he opens the watch and like looks at it.
And then he fights him.
But he doesn't really fight him. He just...
Not really.
It's a series of like...
A series
awkward
of...
awkward kicks and punches.
Yes, and then he's like...
That don't even... It doesn't resemble... I don't know how to describe these scenes because they don't resemble a kung fu scene. It's like these weird, like...
It's very
like,
stiff.
It's like someone who's, like, doesn't know, like, has seen kung fu movies, but doesn't know how it actually works.
It's very stiff, is how I would explain it. It's very stiff, and it's not, like, smooth or fluid at all.
No, not at all.
It's just, like, they'll do, like, a kick, and then cut, and then someone will punch, cut. Like, it's not just, you know, boom, boom, boom. It's just boom, cut, just, yeah. You can't get any like feel or rhythm to it at all. And he's like, he grabs him and starts twisting his arm and is like, who do you work for? And he tells him who he works for, and they go to the man he works for.
Oh, remember the girl kicks him off a cliff because he fights back.
That's later. That's the next guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they go to the who he works for, and he starts fighting him. And then this guy runs away because they're all too busy beating the shit out of fucking dipshit McGee. And then they chase him up a cliff, and he again grabs him, interrogates him, and he tells him who he works for, and it's some big bad fucking mobster dude there.
Yeah.
And then the girl kicks him off a cliff.
Yeah.
And he falls, screams, and dies.
And then our protagonist is like, I'm going to invade like the bad guy's lair.
Yeah.
And the girl's like, we should wait and, like, reconvene. And he's like, you're not coming
oh
with.
Oh, my God, we forgot. So, the first guy, when they, like, first confront him, and he's like, where did you get this watch? He's, like, yelling something. He's like, girl there, you know, did this to me. And the reason I say this is because they censored their own line.
There you go. That there,
yeah,
is like this, and
like his mouth is moving, and they sent as yeah that there, as he's pointing at her, and also he says, "Gall damn it."
They say it again later in the movie too,
which that's an accurate statement on how I feel about this movie.
Yep.
God damn it. God damn it. And then, yeah. So
the guy is like, I'm going to go fight this big bad guy.
This is where he says it. I'm going to revenge.
I'm going to revenge my brother.
Yes. I almost fucked it up and said, I'm going to get revenge for my brother, but that's just my brain trying to fix it. No. They said, I will revenge my brother.
So the girl's like, no, we need to wait and think. And like, and he's like, you're not coming with. And like, he just goes alone.
He goes alone, and there's... this scene is bullshit.
So he's sneaking around up top, and he like, he kind of just twists awkwardly, like, just shakes this guy's head, and apparently it's supposed to be breaking his neck. I don't know. But anyway, so he
sneaks... I wish anything got broken in this thing.
He sneaks around on a balcony. I wish this whole movie got broken and we couldn't watch it.
Well, I think it is broken.
It is broken. So he's on a balcony, like, sneaks through a window where a guy is, like, having sex with a lady.
Yeah, and they start fighting. And the scene is trash. Except for the part where he punches the guy in the throat, like, 50 fucking times.
He punches him in the throat and, like, slaps him. And it's just this ridiculous, like...
Yeah. It's like...
And the guy's just standing there, taking all of it.
Yeah, and then he falls down dead. And then he, like, jumps out of the window and...
And the guy... And the... So the henchmen come in and... Because he thinks that's the main bad guy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was, like, his brother or something. It was, like,
somebody.
It was, like, a bigger guy in the crime syndicate.
Also,
but it wasn't that.
Before he started fighting him, he was like, I have to tell you, I'm going to kill you to get revenge on my brother.
No, to revenge my brother.
But he, like, announces it.
He fixed it again.
Yeah. Tragic. So I'm trying to fix this movie for them.
He jumps out of the window and starts trying to escape, but all the other bad guys...
The main bad guy throws a knife at him, and I guess he hits his leg.
Yeah.
So he's injured, and
even though it's too dark to see any of that,
and we find out that his buddy boy from earlier in the movie works for this guy.
He's like undercover for this guy.
I guess
because he helps him later, so I guess he's undercover. But I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he was just working for him because he wanted Jade.
Fuck knows, dude. Who the.
So, he starts trying to fight all these guys off with, like, a wounded leg and, like, barely escapes.
And the guy helps him escape. And the fucking bad guy's pissed off, and he wants, like... Because he finds out that he's staying with his family, and he's like...
At a tea house.
Yeah, he's like, well, you know...
Go burn it. Go burn the house down.
Yeah.
So they go, and they, like... You get this weird scene where the guy, the main head honcho, is wearing this really brightly colored dress shirt. And they're all wearing ninja masks, so it looks really ridiculous because he's trying to hide his face, but he has this like really bright-ass dress shirt.
Go buy a Hawaiian shirt and then put on a baklava.
Yeah.
And,
there you go.
It's very inconspicuous.
So they burn the house down, which you don't see until later.
Well, okay.
So the
they say burn the house down, it cuts, and we're like, what the fuck? You're not even going to show it.
Well, okay, so we should give some context. The friend, the Jade guy, he helps him escape because he knows they're going to try and burn the house down. So he, and the one, our protagonist, is like, I'm going to go still fight them. And they're like, no, you have to rest because your leg is wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't fight at this moment, and we can plan and, like, you know... Come up with a way to revenge your brother.
That's when we get the, now get some rest. Go to sleep. You have a big day tomorrow. And then he leaves. And then the fat guy's like, no, get some rest. Go to sleep. You have a big day tomorrow.
So
it's like, no fucking way, man.
So they escape before the guys burn the house down. They throw torches and everything and
it cuts.
You
see nothing?
We don't see anything.
And then... We see them on top of, like, a fucking mountain, and they're looking down, and it shows a little miniature on fire. House.
Yeah, and it just keeps zooming in on the roof.
Which is hilarious.
I don't know why. It just keeps
but
zooming in on
the
roof.
But it's funny, they show the miniature three times. First when the protagonist sees it, then when the girl sees it, and then they go and get the fucking dad, and they show it again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adorable.
And they...
I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting them to show anything. When they first cut away, I was like, are you serious? Well, they're that cheap.
It goes back to, like, the big head honcho, like, I can't trust you guys for anything, blah, 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 and then we don't see him again until, like, the end.
Yes, and the Jade guy goes to the Pineapple Man again, and he's like, these pineapples are all, like, not ripe.
They're not ripe. I need ripe pineapples. Meet me here tomorrow.
And the guy's like, oh, okay, like, he gets like, it.
12 pineapples tomorrow at 12? Got it.
We were like, fucking I'm confused. I'm just like,
what is going on?
We were confused, and I'm still confused.
I don't know what pineapples and policemen have to do with each other.
Apparently everything.
But a lot, apparently.
Yeah, I'm still fucking confused. Then, no joke, they just... There's some bullshit, like, romance scenes of them, like...
So they're, like, training near a waterfall. Yeah. And they keep, like, saying how what they're going to do after all this is said and done. And, like, and then we get a scene of the brother spying on the fortress. And they're, like, saying how they're going to go on a holiday. The boss is giving them a halt, like, one holiday. And it's the only holiday they get out of the year.
How convenient.
How convenient that they were literally going to plan on attacking the fortress on the only holiday these guys get.
I'll be honest, I don't think they needed the fucking holiday because this scene is embarrassing. It's embarrassingly easy. But yeah, he spies on them and the protagonist and the girl are being all romantic and shit.
And the brother's like, we have to do it today. No. Like, we have to do it tomorrow because they're going on holiday.
You know what he says, Will?
Food! There's food ready!
Yep. And then while they're eating, he tells them,
oh, these guys are going on holiday, and it's the only holiday they get, and we have to go tomorrow. And then it immediately cuts to tomorrow.
Well, first of all, it cuts to tomorrow.
But we didn't know.
It takes them, like, 5 seconds to get right in front of the main bad guy's face.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. That's how easy it was.
They literally, like, hit two guys and then get right in the bad guy's face.
As we said, that's it.
Like, it literally is them talking about how they have to go tomorrow, and then literally 5 seconds later, they're in front of the bad guy.
That's it.
They don't show them invading the thing, but it does show the henchmen, like, catching wise to, like, that they're invading the...
Yeah, all of them hear about it, and they all run from the town to go help. And... They fight, it's stupid, and they fight the main bad guy, and so the bad guy kills the dad, I guess, by punching him in the back.
Yep.
And then our protagonist, like, jumps in the fucking air and, like...
Does the two front flips.
And, like, kicks him so hard that he, like, bleeding, and he dies.
Yep.
That's it.
And then they,
No joke.
The henchmen... Yeah, that's how the big fucking evil crime lord...
The fight with the... With the whole family.
And there was some bullshit about how the crime lord was... He was, like, importing guns and jade.
Oh.
And there's that James Bond fucking scene.
We should mention the pole. The stripper pole.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The James Bond scene where they were playing, like, James Bond music. So the jade, the friend, is, like, spying on the guy. Mm. And he sees one of them, like, go up into the secret entrance in the roof.
He fidgets with a light bulb. A light fixture on the wall.
And then a stripper pole with a platform on the bottom.
And we see this thing in the ceiling, like, open up. We don't see the stripper pole come down because that costs too much money. But...
We do see him get on the stripper
pole. We see him get on it like he's about to fucking straddle and earn his dollars.
And then he gets...
And then it shows the bottom and it shows it like lift off. Now, I'm not gonna lie, my brain kind of broke because I had no fucking clue what the hell was happening.
And he comes down with a rifle.
You know what it looked like? It looked like he was grabbing a giant like umbrella and it was like slowly lifting him into the sky.
Mary Poppins.
That's like, what it looked like.
This bitch just like...
Seriously.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. I'm getting my rifle. Yeah.
That's seriously what the fuck it looked like. Because when it goes up, it wasn't like straight up. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was kind of like side to side.
Well, because obviously it was guys pulling up yeah, this pole.
But that's why I thought it was like a fucking umbrella or some shit. But no, it was not. He goes up there and then it shows like the stripper pole coming back down, sort of.
And it's not important because
and now he has a rifle.
It just shows the crime lord selling the rifles to yeah, two people, and that's it. Just shows that he's
it
in
also
the,
plays,
the gun trade.
It also plays music that I swear to God, they ripped out of like Mission Impossible.
Yep.
But yeah, that happens, and
so then we'll go. That's that context, and then we'll yeah, just jump back to the main fight scene.
Yeah. So bad guy's dead.
Bad guy's already dead.
All the henchmen show up. There's a bunch of crap fight, and then a guy dressed like a fucking cowboy shows up.
And another guy in, like, in a, just a kimono yeah, kind of thing.
So the cowboy guy has a whip.
So they all go on the roof, and he, like, he fights this guy in the kimono.
It's
and,
very
like,
slow.
He's supposed to be, like, a martial arts expert, but, like, you know, they're fighting, and it's very stiff and boring.
It's stiff, boring, and slow, and he, like, punches the kimono guy once, and it shows him, like, rolling down the hill, and then he falls and dies. He falls, like, 3 feet.
Yeah, it's not, like, a big building.
No, because the roof is tilted downward. Yeah. So it's, like, he rolls down and then falls. It's, like, 3 feet.
And dies.
He's dead.
And then we get the guy with the whip. He whips him a couple times. They get off the roof.
And he, like, keeps whip... And he, like, whips him and, like, keeps, like whipping his body
yeah,
up in the air. Like a fucking marionette. And then he somehow loses his whip. And I don't even fucking remember. How did he die?
Because the guy, like, does the stupid thing where he punches him in the throat a bunch of times again.
Oh, God.
Remember?
It was so boring, I forgot.
He does this stupid, like, Fists of Fury
yeah,
thing where he, like, punches him in the throat and, like, slaps him around a couple times.
If only it was anywhere near as exciting as Fists of Fury, but I digress.
So then, out of fucking nowhere, we just get a bunch of police storming the fortress, because those are the pineapples, apparently.
Apparently, and he tells them, like, the guns are in the, like, the fucking ceiling or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them bringing these boxes out, and you see our heroes.
So, they bring the boxes out, they let the heroes go, and then they arrest the rest of the gang
yes,
members. And one of the policemen pulls out, just for context, I guess, I don't know.
We didn't get it.
He pulls out a gun out of the box, and I'm like, we already knew he was an arms
plays,
dealer.
Plays, like, this heroic music?
Like, you don't have to show he's an arms dealer.
Yeah.
We already know.
Yeah.
And he was in the jade trade, too. Like, who cares?
Ugh.
So then, I'll let you describe this final scene.
Because it's bullshit?
Yeah.
Mm.
It's absolute horseshit.
So, they pick up their dead father, and they carry him off, and they're all leaving. And as they're just walking away, we get the end. Freeze frame, the end.
That's how it ends.
That's
it. They are just carrying away the dead father.
Now,
no, like, end, like, great scene where they're, like, escaping or anything like that. Nothing.
Nothing. They freeze framed you.
Slapped in the face.
They freeze framed you with an absolute nothing ending.
Yeah, because nothing happens.
Yes, so it's very keeping with the
there's
theme.
There's no resolution. Like, they just...
I mean, there just, is, but it's bullshit.
Well, there's no, like, triumphant moment where he,
no,
like, finally gets the upper hand on the bad guy. Like, literally, the bad guy just dies, like, 10 seconds after they raid the fucking, like, fortress.
Their fight scene with the bad guy, it lasts, like, 20 seconds.
And there's no, like, triumphant moment where he finally, like, revenges his brother.
No.
I'm gonna keep saying it like that now. Revenges his brother and is like, yeah, I got him.
No.
We finally got the bad guy. No. They just move the fuck on right away.
Cut and end. So there's no scene of like them going back to the gravesite or anything. Nothing. Nada.
No, you know, scene where the guy's like thinking about his brother and we see another like image of his brother. They could have done anything. They were just like, yeah, just ended there.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Cut.
I'm sorry, like, even if you took out the horrendous dubbing of this film...
Oh, this is terrible.
Like, this movie would still be bad. Even in the original language. It'd still be shit.
It is shit. But the dubbing is,
It's something special.
It's very special. And I kind of love it, because it's so... It is possibly the worst dubbing I've ever heard in my life.
I think you're right, because I think I was looking. I was thinking about it, and I was like, I've seen a lot of shitty martial arts movies where they dub it, and I'm like, for the most part, they're really terrible. Like, the dubbing is really terrible. I've never seen one this fucking bad.
I almost want to know who the fuck did it.
It sounds like three people, and yes. It sounds like they had no experience, like, and voice acting whatsoever.
And they were drunk.
There is an art to voice acting. I'm sorry, I know some people don't think that, but there is a nuance and an art to voice acting. You do have to be good at it. And these people were not.
No.
At all. It sounded like this was their first day on the job.
Well, alcohol.
But even drunk, you and me could dub this better.
No, well, that just means you have to think about how much more alcohol they drank while they were doing this dubbing. And the worst is when it's multiple people talking.
Yeah.
Because there's scenes like the henchmen talking, and it's just... It's like, oh, I got
all of that. That was that was crystal clear right there.
Like, yeah, it's...
Do I even have to ask what your final thoughts on this movie are? Like, do I?
Yes, you do. My final thoughts are that this is, it's a cesspool of human filth. It's terrible. And I love this shit. I love martial arts movies, I love kung fu movies, I love action movies. This is terrible.
I'll even put some context in it more. I like bad martial arts films. I love martial arts movies. Like, they are so, like, cheesy and stupid and fun to watch. And the fight scenes are ridiculous, and I love them.
You got none of that.
I was bored out of my goddamn mind watching this movie.
The problem with this movie is that it's an hour and 32 minutes, and it's very typical of martial arts movies from this time period in that the plot is practically non-existent. But the problem is that you have hour and 32 minutes of a bullshit plot you don't care about, and there are maybe four fight scenes in it.
Well, that's the thing with, like, martial arts movies. Like, they don't have to have a plot, right? Because you're too focused on the fight scenes.
But at the very least, you should at least care about why person A is beating the shit out of person B.
That's the only thing you need to know.
At the very least.
Well, that's the sad thing. That is all you need in a martial arts movie, and they fucked that up.
Yes. That's all you need. You just need to know, why is person A punching person B?
Think about it. They fucked up the perfect formula of a martial arts movie, which is you literally don't have to have a plot. You just have to have a reason why the guy is beating the shit out of the other guy.
You just have to have people, like, care enough that they're willing to sit through it. And be like, yeah, I'm happy that person A is beating the shit out of person B. That's it.
I would have turned this off
if I was watching this by myself, I would have turned this fucking piece of crap off in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, because even those fight scenes that you get are pitiful.
Yeah, they're boring.
Like, it's pitiful.
Well, that's the thing. Like, even the action scenes are just boring. They're just like, there's no, like you said, fluidity to them.
No.
They're just stiff, boring, dull action scenes. Yeah. That's my main bitch about it. Like, if you're going to make this kind of action movie, at least make the action at least a little bit enjoyable.
Nope.
Even... Just a fraction of an enjoyable move, like, action scene.
No.
But of course, we couldn't even get that. They're not enjoyable in the slightest.
You got nothing.
It's just bullshit.
You know, there's a movie we're going to watch at some long point down the road called Undefeatable. If anyone who doesn't know, go on YouTube and type in Undefeatable fight scene. And you'll get a fight scene that's absolute fucking ridiculous insanity. But even that piece of crap, that fight scene is a million times more entertaining than this nonsense.
Yeah.
Because if you're gonna go over the top, go over the top. Be full stupid or make a real movie.
Yeah.
Don't give us this, like, bullshit of just, like, people awkwardly kicking and punching where it's like, It's not even long. The fights are short as hell.
Yeah, they're way short.
The main bad guy dies in like 30 seconds.
Which is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I've never seen that in a martial arts film. I've never seen where they just like throw away the main bad guy in like a 10-second fight scene.
Yeah. It's hilarious. There's ridiculous. Nothing. The fight scene, the longest fight scene is maybe the one at the very beginning.
Yeah. That is the longest fight scene.
And every other fight scene is short as fuck. I mean, again, the main bad guy dies in 30 seconds. And he doesn't do anything cool in this fight scene.
No. He does his stupid flying kick that I'm looks stupid as fuck.
I'm almost convinced that the actor didn't even know martial arts.
I'm convinced no one knew martial arts in this film.
The main actor might have known, but the way they shoot it is questionable.
If you do, I wouldn't recommend this, but if you do want to watch it, Spirit of Bruce Lee is on Amazon Prime.
Yes, it is.
Instant video. If you want to
be part of a select group of people,
you know, like the, what, probably maybe 100 people have seen this movie.
Yes.
If that.
Yes. 100 poor souls.
That have sat through
this movie. That doesn't mean they sat through the whole thing. They could have just watched like 10 minutes and given it 1 out of 10 and be like, fuck off. I'm done.
Yeah. So that was the Spirit of Bruce Lee. I hope we get better action movies after this.
Did you feel the spirit of Bruce Lee in this room tonight?
No. He'd be rolling in his fucking grave if he saw this movie. This is fucking bullshit.
Bruce Lee died for this.
He died for a bunch of people to make cheap imitations of him? Okay.
I wish this was an imitation.
It's not even an imitation. Lord. The guy, like, sort of looks like Bruce Lee. Sort of. No. I say, like, sort of.
It's just a young, like, Chinese actor. Yeah. That's the only...
Ugh. It's just because they, like, kind of cut his hair like Bruce Lee.
My favorite is the poster. The bullshit poster.
It is Bruce Lee.
It's Bruce Lee from Chinese Connection.
Yeah.
He's wearing the white tank top? Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It's a scam.
Just stay far away from this movie.
Please. Please watch it.
I mean, if you watch it and want to talk about how terrible it was, I mean, we're always on Facebook and everything else, so catch us on there and we'll chat about it.
Confess your sins.
Yep. I guess we should end it there then, I guess. I just said I guess twice. I'm like them. I'm like them.
It would be better if I said it after you.
Yeah.
Do it again.
So I guess we should end the episode there.
I guess we should end it there.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yes, friend. I am your friend because I do a podcast with you.
I will revenge you if you ever die.
Thank you, friend.
You are welcome.
Now let's go eat a pineapple.
Yes.
It is warm and sweet.
But
and
not
it will
ripe.
Melt in your mouth.
Real
human being.
For they mostly come out at night. This has been Will.
And this has been real human being Alex.
And we will talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha.